Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Well, as we all know, today is Daffodil Day, and we certainly hope that you'll be supporting the Cancer Council today by purchasing all the daffodils around town and also all of the Daffodil Day merchandise. Now, for those of you who are wondering, where does the money go when we support Daffodil Day today? We're about to find out. Money raised from events such as Daffodil Day helps support the Cancer Council New South Wales fund various forms of research into various forms of cancers.
We're going to catch up right now with Professor Manoti Apte from the University of New South Wales in Sydney to find out what sort of cancer research is being conducted. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Professor, we particularly want to talk about the area of work that you've been doing recently in regards to pancreatic cancer. What sort of research have you been doing recently?
Right. So just to set the scene, pancreatic cancer is one of the most deadly cancers in the world, with most patients who are diagnosed with the disease dying within the first year of diagnosis. So we really need to find more effective ways of treating this disease. One of the peculiarities of pancreatic cancer is that if you look at it down a microscope, you see a whole lot of scar tissue that surrounds cancer cells. And for the longest time, this scar tissue was completely ignored. So all the drugs that are currently used to treat the disease target cancer cells themselves, but the scar tissue is completely forgotten. And we were the first group in the world to actually identify the cells that made the scar tissue, but also to show that these cells communicated extensively with cancer cells and actually helped the cancer grow and spread. Which means that it's not enough, we think, to just target the cancer cells. We need to cut off the communication between the scar tissue cells and cancer cells. So that's what we've been doing in our work that's been funded by the New South Wales Cancer Council.
So the research that you've conducted thus far, what sort of time frame has it taken you to get this sort of result?
So right from developing the concept to getting this result, it's been at least 4 to 5 years in the making.
You would have a team of researchers and scientists doing this.
You do need a team of people. You can't do it on your own, that's for sure. Now, and of course, we have surgeons involved in our project because they're the ones who give us the resected tissue. And we have oncologists or cancer specialists who advise on the treatment aspect.
So, Professor, at this stage, we've got a reduction in tumour size. We've got we're stopping the cancer from spreading. What do you hope to do? What do you hope to do next?
So, the next thing we need to do is, if a patient's tumour is too big to begin with, we could reduce it so that it might become operable, or at least we can treat the metastasis, that is the spread that's already happened. And in patients who've had their operation, we could use this treatment to stop recurrence.
Are you getting government subsidies, government funding for this?
We've had some funding from the National Health and Medical Research Council in the past, but government funding is harder and harder to come by. It's become a very, very competitive field with little increase in the total amount of research funding that is available to us in general in Australia. So it's extremely important to us to have such foundations like the Cancer Council who prioritise the different types of cancer they want to support. Without such support, we couldn't do this work.
So that's why it's important that we do support today, Daffodil Day for 2017. The money that is raised from the simple purchase of things like daffodils and all the Daffodil Day merchandise enables the professor to be able to continue the great work that herself and her team are currently doing, particularly in this area of pancreatic cancer. Because as you mentioned right from the outset, Professor, there's a very low survival rate for those people who
survival,
have this cancer.
The overall survival is less than 6%.
Mm. Wow.
And that's a terrible thing to have to tell patients. Yeah. So,
Professor, we're stopping you from working.
I better get back to it, yes.
Thank you very much for your time.
And congratulations on your work. It's just amazing what you and your team are doing. Yeah.
Thank you very much for your time too.
Cheers.
And goodbye.
There's Professor Manotti Apte from the University of New South Wales in Sydney. Amazing research that they are doing.
Absolutely, it is. And the Cancer Council, as the good professor mentioned there, very hard to get government funding for the work that they do. That's where the Cancer Council step in. In fact, over the last 5 years, the Cancer Council has invested $5.2 million alone just purely into pancreatic cancer projects alone. So that's why you should support today.
Yep, Daffodil Day. So get out there, buy your Dougal Bears, get your yellow on.
Yeah, get your yellow on today. It's a very important day today. One of the big fundraisers that they do supporting the Cancer Council in New South Wales. Please support Daffodil Day today.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.